And now, the WETL radio players are on the air. South Bend, Indiana. It's the WETL Radio Players. Each week at this time, WETL Radio presents another locally produced radio drama. Today we present the story Hansel and Gretel, based on the classic story by the Brothers Grimm. And now, here's Hansel and Gretel.
A long time ago, a broom maker and his poor wife lived in a small cottage in the mountains of Germany. They had two children, Hansel and Gretel. The family was very poor, and often they did not have enough to eat. One day, the father and mother went out to the village to sell some of their brooms in order to buy some food. Hansel and Gretel were left alone at home. Hansel was told to make more brooms, and Gretel was to knit new warm socks. Hansel and Gretel were good children and began their work. Because they had eaten nothing all day, they were very hungry.
I'm so hungry. I just can't make another broom.
I'm hungry too, Hansel. I do hope that Mother and Father will be able to sell some brooms today. I don't think we can go another day without food in the house.
Someone will buy a broom today. They've just got to.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
I just remembered. Our neighbor on the other side of the forest brought over some cream in a jar early this morning. I heard Mother telling Father that we will have a special cream dessert for supper.
Hansel, Gretel, what's going on? Why aren't you working?
Mother!
We didn't expect you back so soon, Mother.
Obviously not. Talking about food. I left strict orders with you, Hansel, to take some more brooms. And you, Gretel, where are those new socks?
I'm sorry, Mother. Hansel and I were so hungry that we were trying to take our minds off of our...
Talking indeed. Your knitting should have been enough to keep your minds busy. And Hansel, just where are your new brooms?
I started to make one, Mother. Really, I did.
Where is it? Bring it to me.
I'll show you, Mother. It's over here by the fireplace. Here it is. I started to make it as soon as you left.
Oh, Hansel, you call this a broom? Look at it. Would you buy a thing like this?
But, Mother...
Not another word. I don't want to hear any more excuses. And without work, there'll be nothing to eat in this house.
We're sorry, Mother. We'll get busy.
Well, see that you do. Thank goodness our neighbor brought some extra cream to us this morning. At least I can make some pudding.
May I lift the cream pitcher for you, Mother?
Get away from that pitcher. Let me have it. Now, look what you've done. You made me drop the pitcher.
I didn't touch it.
No? I suppose it fell all by itself.
Quickly, we can save some of the cream if we hurry.
Leave it alone, Gretel. Now the day is complete. First, I find you and Hansel talking, and now this. You'll have to learn the hard way about being hungry. Been no help to me today at all.
Be calm, dear. I'm sure that my brooms will be sold tomorrow. I'm going all the way to the second village. I hear that broom sellers make lots of money there.
Today it was the first village. Tomorrow the second village. The next day, I suppose, it will be the third village. Oh, I have a terrible feeling that we will all starve to death.
Have courage, dear. Things will be better tomorrow.
Where are you going?
I'm going out to the barn. I'll need some new broom handles before tomorrow.
Tomorrow, tomorrow. That's all I ever hear. If he only knew what I have to go through to...
Did I hear Father sleep?
You did.
Look, I made him a new pair of socks.
That's nice. Since we have nothing to put in his stomach, he can at least put these on his feet.
I finished the broom, Mother.
I hope you did a better job with this one.
I did, Mother.
Come here, you two. It will soon be supper time, and we'll have to find something. I noticed as I came up the forest path from the village that the wild berries are ripe. I want you two to go into the deep forest and bring back some of the berries for supper.
But Father told us never to go into the deep forest without him.
Nonsense. Do as I say.
But what about those stories we've heard?
Yeah, about that witch.
Witch? What witch?
Father told us about a witch who lived in the deep forest who ate children.
I tell you, there is no witch.
But Father said...
Silence! Who do you believe, me or your father?
Well...
Now go quickly, before your father gets back. Pick the berries in the deep forest. I'll be expecting you in time for supper.
Hansel and Gretel did as their mother wished. They took a small basket and headed down the path toward the dark forest.
Don't be frightened, Gretel. Mother would not have sent us to the deep forest unless she knew it was all right.
I know, Hansel. I was worried about Father and what he would say if he knew we were going there.
Oh, look, the pathway divides.
Now which way should we go?
I'm not sure. Mother never mentioned anything about two paths.
Hansel, look at those flowers over on that hill. Let's take this path. It leads to the flowers.
I don't know, Gretel. I think we should take the other path.
Oh, what lovely flowers. Come on, Hansel. Let's pick just a few.
Wait, Gretel. Come back.
By the time Gretel had picked an armful of flowers, the sun was beginning to set. The forest was growing dark.
Oh, Hansel, what have we done? It's getting dark, and I'm not sure which way to go home.
Don't be frightened, Gretel. All we have to do is turn around and go back the same way from which we came.
It's getting so dark, I can hardly see the path anymore.
Come on, Gretel. We haven't a moment to waste.
Hansel and Gretel walked and walked for a long time before they realized that they were lost in the dark forest.
Come on, Gretel. I'm sure that we can find the right path.
Oh, Hansel, I can't walk another step. I've got to sit down.
Don't give up, Gretel.
We're lost. I just know it.
I know. Maybe we had better sleep here for the night. I'm sure we'll find our way home in the morning.
What's that? Oh, Hansel, I'm frightened.
It's just some forest animal.
I don't like this place.
I'll protect you, Gretel.
Shh. Be still a minute. I hear something.
What is it?
Listen. There. I heard it again.
I don't hear anything.
I thought I heard a rustling of wings.
Wings? It's probably just some night birds. I hear the forest has lots of them.
Oh, I wish we were back home. Father and Mother must be wondering what's happened to us by now.
I tell you, dear, it was a foolish thing to do. I can't imagine you sending the children into the forest at supper time.
You just wait. They'll be back soon.
Oh, they're lost, I tell you. It's night, and the forest is the worst place to be.
What are you doing?
I'm putting on my coat and lighting my lantern. I'm going out there and find them.
Let me go with you. I guess I didn't know what I was thinking about when I sent them into the dark forest.
You sent them into the dark forest?
I know what you think about the dark forest and all those tales of little children never coming back from there, but I was angry.
It's too late to blame ourselves. We've got to find them. Every minute counts.
The father and mother searched throughout the night. By morning, they returned home. They could only hope that Hansel and Gretel had survived the night in the forest.
Hansel? Hansel, wake up!
What is it? Where are we?
Don't you remember? We got lost last night and slept here in the forest.
Oh, yes. These forest beds don't seem to agree with me.
Oh, Hansel, look!
Look? Look where?
Over there.
Why, Gretel, it's a house.
Come on, Hansel. It's such a nice house.
Gretel, come back here. believe my eyes. What kind of a house is this?
It looks like it's made out of cake.
And look, the roof is made of chocolate and the shutters are candy.
I wonder who lives here.
And Gretel, the fence is made of gingerbread men. Oh, I'm so hungry. I wonder if we could eat just one little piece of the peppermint porch.
There's so much here to eat. I don't think that one little bite would hurt anything.
I'm going to break off a piece of the peppermint right now. Mmm, this tastes better than I thought. What are you eating, Gretel?
Hansel, you should try some of this marshmallow frosting. Mmm, I've never had anything that tasted so good before.
Nibble, nibble, little mousekin. Who is nibbling on my housekin?
Hansel, what was that?
What was what?
Didn't you hear anything?
No, I can't hear anything while I'm crunching this peppermint.
Nibble, nibble, little mousekin. Who is nibbling on my housekin?
There, I heard it again. I think somebody is inside this house.
Oh, Gretel, look. The door is opening.
Well, well, well. What have we here? I see you've eaten on my house.
We were lost in the woods, and we saw your house.
And we were hungry, and we took just little pieces.
Lost in the woods, eh? Hungry, eh?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead and eat. Eat all you want.
Everything looks so good, I can't decide what to eat next.
Well, I have an idea. Why don't you both come inside and let me fix you a real supper?
A real supper with meat?
And vegetables?
Yes, and more.
Gosh.
Well, let's go in, Hansel.
Well, I don't know if we should.
Nonsense. Come in and fill your stomachs.
That sounds good to me. Let's go in.
I guess we could eat some supper.
Come right through the door. That's it. Come right in. At last, I have you in my power.
Poor Hansel and Gretel. They had been tricked by the wicked old witch who lived in the dark forest. Once inside of her gingerbread house, they were helpless under her evil powers.
Now that you are under my spell, you will do as I say.
What are you going to do with us?
Let us go.
Let you go? Never in a million years.
Oh, look, Gretel. Her eyes are getting red.
What's happening to her?
She's turning into a witch.
Hocus pocus, dominocus. Fire will burn and smoke will choke us. There. You are both under my spell. You will do as I say. Gretel, open the door to that cage in the corner.
Yes, master.
Now, Hansel, walk into the cage.
Yes, master.
Delightful! Simply delightful! Now you, Gretel, I want you to prepare my supper and feed your brother. I want him nice and fat as soon as possible.
Yes, master.
Later that evening, after Gretel had finished with the house cleaning,
that's a good girl, Gretel. You may now put some firewood on the stove now.
Yes, master.
I want you to build a good hot fire. Now I'll go over to the cage and see if your brother has gotten any fatter. Ah, here we are. Hansel, stick out your finger through the cage so that I may feel how fat you have become.
Yes, master.
No, not fat enough. Perhaps tomorrow you'll be fatter.
Yes, master.
I'm leaving for a few minutes, and when I come back, I want the oven to be hot. I think I'll have a girl gingerbread cookie.
Hansel, wake up.
Where am I?
You and I have been caught by the Witch of the Dark Forest.
Oh, no. What am I doing in this cage?
She put an evil spell on us, only I tried hard not to listen to her words. She thought the magic worked and we were her slaves.
That's terrible.
She left the house for only a moment. She'll be back any minute.
What are we to do?
We'll have to think of some way to escape.
Quickly, get me out of here.
She's wearing the key around her waist. There's no way to get it from her.
What is she going to do to us?
I think she is going to eat you when you are a little fatter.
Oh, no.
And she commanded me to build a fire in the oven.
A fire? What for?
She said that she was going to bake a girl gingerbread cookie.
You don't think
that... Oh, I don't have to think. I know. I will become a girl gingerbread cookie.
How awful. I've got to get out of here.
Shh. Not so loud. She'll hear you. I think I have a plan. Listen carefully while I tell you what we'll do.
Nearly 8 o'clock, Gretel. Isn't that fire hot yet?
Almost, Master.
I've never seen such a poor fire builder. Stand aside. Let me have at that firewood. That fire would never be hot in a million years. You've got to put lots of wood into that stove. Like this. There. That should do it. Ah, oven, burn so bright. Bake a gingerbread girl tonight.
The oven is still not hot, Master.
Not hot? What? With a roaring fire like that, what do you mean the oven is not hot? Just feel that door handle.
I say the oven is still not hot, Master.
You're as simple as can be. You open that oven door.
Yes, Master.
Now then, I can feel the heat from here.
The oven is not hot, Master.
Foolish girl, what do you know about hot ovens? Look, I can hardly stand to lean into the front.
Here, you'll lean a little farther as I push you into the oven and shut the door.
Oh, no, not me! Stop! Stop!
As Gretel pushed the old witch into the oven, there was a blinding flash. The witch's spell was broken, and Hansel's cage vanished. At that moment, Hansel and Gretel's mother and father came running into the gingerbread house.
Hansel! Gretel! At last we found you!
Father! Mother!
Oh, Father, it was terrible!
There, it's all over.
Oh, children, thank heavens you are safe!
Mother! We've killed the Witch of the Dark Forest.
I know. Your father and I were hunting for you in the forest, and we heard the explosion.
Are you both all right? Did she hurt you?
We're all right. And thanks to Gretel, we're both alive.
Let's all go home. Let's never come back to this evil place again.
Oh, Father, Mother, look.
My stars! Look, trunks and trunks full of jewels.
They must have belonged to the witch.
They will be our reward for ridding the world of the evil she used.
Does that mean that we will never be poor again?
Never again.
And will we ever be hungry again?
We'll never be out of food as long as we live, Gretel.
Then let's go home. I'm so hungry that I could eat a...
Yes?
I'm so hungry that I could eat a witch.
And so ends our version of Hansel and Gretel. Heard on today's broadcast were Gary Kreska as Hansel and Marianne Moran as Gretel. Lynn Jacoby was the mother, and John H.B. Kaus played the father. The Wicked Witch of the Dark Forest was Carol McDaniel. Mark Laudament was the narrator. Today's version of Hansel and Gretel was written and produced for radio by Jerry Lembert. This is your announcer, Jim Grulich, speaking.